Okay, we're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Choshen Mishpat, Chelek Aleph, Hilchos Orev, Halacha Hey. We're in middle of paragraph Lamed Hey. In our versions, it's page 152, the right-hand column, all the way down by the bottom, three lines up. Rav Nosson Zal is basing this halacha on chapter 1 in the second half of Likutei Moran, where Rabbeinu Zal speaks about the topic of mokoim and lamala min hamokoim, that every human being in this world has a place. When we talk about spirituality, ruchnius, the higher the level of spirituality, the more it goes above mokoim. Hashem is referred to as lamala min hamokoim. The throne of Hashem is above the concept of space. And Rabbeinu Zal showed there how the greatest of tzaddikim, they attach themselves to the throne of Hashem. They also achieve this level of lemalam and amokim, which qualifies them to be able to judge people. Because in order to judge someone, you have to be in that person's place. You have to be able to put yourself in that person's place. And the only ones who can really do that properly are Hashem and the greatest of tzaddikim. And now Rav Nosson Zal is elaborating and clarifying and expounding on that topic. V'zehu, and this is what the pasuk says, ki ruach of raboy ve'enenu v'lo yakirenu oid mekoimoy. A spirit passed over him, and he's no longer there, and you don't recognize the person's place. V'hu nidrash l'shnei ponim. This pasuk can be explained two different ways. Ki mi she'enoy zoiche, a person who does not lead a proper life, nemar olav kipshuta. The pasuk is speaking about that person's situation in a simple way. Sheruach kimo oiveres al hodom, that a wind blows at him, venase ayin v'yefes, and it can blow the person away completely. He becomes nothing, kimo ichotzir yovesh, like a piece of dried out grass, ukitzitz noive, like a plant that is withered, v'noi loinikar klal mekoim oshroi v'gadlusoi shehispashet bozeh ho'ilom ki'ilu yichye lo netzach. And then suddenly, you don't see any trace of this person. This person who spread himself out all over the world, wealth, he had a home here and a home there and a business here and a business there, as if he was planning on being here permanently, as if he was planning on being here forever. And then suddenly, a little wind comes along, the person passes away, and they're gone. Like, they go up in smoke. It's as if they almost, as if they never were. U'kamoy she'tzoyek dover ha'melech olav ha'shom, v'chol ha'tzadikim al zeh bekama l'shoynois. As dover ha'melech cries out about this in the book of Tehillim, and many other tzadikim, kamoy she'kosuv, like the pasuk says, ki loy v'moyso yikach ha'koil, that when a person passes away, they do not take everything with them. All of these, all their acquisitions, all of the things they worked so hard to acquire, suddenly they get separated from them permanently. And as the pasuk says, kirbom botemoy lo'ilam, their grave becomes their permanent residence. That's the permanent residence, not these other homes and mansions and everything. V'odom bikor bal yolin. The person doesn't even get to spend the night with all of his wealth, with all of his v'chein harbe, and so too many psukim like this. Avol im zoicha lehetiv masov, whereas if a Jew is zoicha to live a proper life in this world, to do mitzvos and maisim toivim, to make the right choices, azai humale kol hakoychos l'Hashem yisborach, then that Jew takes all the energy that he receives, his breath of air and his wealth and the food, everything he takes in, he elevates it to Hashem. He returns it to Hashem. V'oile daiko migashmius hamokoim azeh libechinas lemala mehamokoim. And that Jew is able from this physical, materialistic world to jump to go way, way up, to rise up to the level of Lamala Me'amokim, to attach himself to Hashem, to the throne of Hashem, which is above the concept of space. V'nichlal bi'ein soif. And the person becomes part of the infinite light of Hashem. V'olov misporesh ha'posik l'toivo. And regarding that Jew, this same posik can be interpreted in a positive light, meaning, ki ruach avraboy ve'einenu. A spirit passes through him and he's not there, meaning, Shehoruach chayim oiver derech ha'odom daiko. The spirit of life passes through a human being, the spirit of life, meaning the neshama, the soul, sheboi toloi hakoil. Human beings upon whom everything is dependent. They're the whole focus of creation. Vaydezeh, and it was as a result of this person having a neshama and living a proper kind of life, ve'einenu. He is not. He becomes nothing. Meaning, shenichlal be'ein soif. He nullifies himself completely to Hashem. He becomes ayin. Veloyakirenu oid mekoymoi. And you don't recognize his place. You don't see his place because he doesn't take up any place. He doesn't take up any space. He is nothing. He has negated and nullified himself completely. Kinichlal hamokoim. Because this person, by living a spiritual life, by favoring his soul over the body, that even though he existed in this materialistic world, he lives a spiritual life, this person is able to take mokoim, his place, his house, his possessions and everything, and elevate them, plug them into lamala me'amokoim, turn them into spiritual things. Asherak bishvil ze yorad lamokim agashmi azeh, and it's only for this reason that Hashem has sent us down to this physical world. Vezehu, and this is why the pasuk says there, vechesed Hashem me'olam v'adolam al yireyov. The kindness of Hashem extends from one world to the next over those who fear Hashem, over those who respect Hashem, meaning. This is referring to the chesed we spoke about earlier, the chesed that Hashem has and the great tzaddikim have, which they use to judge people favorably. Shemamshichim hayireim, which those who really respect Hashem are able to draw down that chesed. She'olim lamala me'amokoyim, by the fact that they rise up to going above mokoyim. Mokoyim means constriction. Constriction is gevura, tzimtzum, boundaries. These tzaddikim go lamala me'amokoyim. They go to the place where there's no boundaries, where it's boundless. Vezehu she'siyim, and this is why the pasuk concludes over there. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov. This paragraph we're doing now, and the paragraph we did in the previous year, Rav Nosson Zal's quoting, I believe, from chapter 104 in Tehillim. And Rav Nosson Zal's showing the flow. And this is why the chapter concludes over there. Baruch Hu Hashem Malachov. Bless Hashem, you, the angels of Hashem, Giboirei Koyach, who are very powerful, Oisei Devoroi, Lishmoya Bekol Devoroi, who fulfill all the commands of Hashem. Sheheim HaTzadikim. This refers to the Tzadikim, Sheheim Giboirei Koyach, who show incredible strength by passing all the tests in this world. Shezoichim Lidvar Hashem. And through that they are Oisei Devoroi. They are privileged to connect with the Dvar Hashem. Bechinas Oisei Devoroi. Ad Borchu Hashem Kol Malos Kol Maisov Bechol Mekoimois Memshaltoi. And the pasuk concludes over there, bless Hashem, all the creations of Hashem, from all the different places of Hashem's kingdom. Rav Nosson Zal says, look at the choice of words. Bechol Mekoimois, bless Hashem, from all the different Mokoims. Daika, that's the exact wording that's used. Ki hatzadikim magbiim kol hamekoimois lememshalto yisborach, because the tzadikim elevate all the different places where they go and all the different places that they connect with, they elevate it all to Hashem's kingdom. They plug it into Hashem. Ad shenichlal hakoil bebechinas lamala me'amokoim, to the point where they elevate everything to the level of above mokoim. And that's why a few lines before that, it says in Tehillim, Hashem bashomayim heichen kisoi, Hashem has established his throne up in heaven, umalchusoi bakoil mashola, but his kingdom rules everywhere, over all the mokoims. Kize ikar hatikun, because this is how this tikun is achieved. Alidei kisya kovoi, through the throne of Hashem, she'oichezin boi hatzadikim, which the tzadikim are zoiche to hold on to attach themselves to. Shalidei ze malin hakoil, and by doing that, that puts them in a position to elevate everything in this world, ad she'mamshichin malchusoy memshaltoi b'chol oylam kuloi, to the point where these great tzadikim broadcast the kingdom of Hashem, the authority of Hashem, over the entire world. Bebechinas malchusoy bakoil mashala, they enlighten the world to come to a realization, to recognize that Hashem rules everywhere. Shezeu bechinas Rosh Hashanah. And again, this is really the message of Rosh Hashanah. This is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. She'oiskin oz legalois malchusoy b'chol oylam. All of our prayers and all of our focus on Rosh Hashanah is all about broadcasting Hashem's kingdom to the world, to the entire world. As our rabbis have instituted, that a majority of our tefillos, our prayers on Rosh Hashanah, are all about this. V'simloich ato Hashem levadecho, Hashem, may only you rule over everything. Umaloich al kol ha'olam, rule over the world. Ad v'yoymar kol asher neshama bi'apoi, Hashem Elokei Yisrael melech, umalchusoi bakoil mashola. And we say on Rosh Hashanah that every single person that has a soul will proclaim that Hashem is king and his kingdom rules over everywhere. Umesaimim, and we conclude the bracha, melech al kol ha'oretz, that Hashem is king over the entire earth, over the entire world. Daika, note the wording, ki ze ikar gedulosa yisporach, because this is the real greatness of Hashem, that Hashem is way, way up there, and Hashem reaches all the way down. He spans from top to bottom. We mentioned this earlier, but it pays to repeat it, I think, at this point. There's a chapter on the Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal says that a Jew living in this world, we know that people can go in two directions. One direction is Torah, Ruchnias, spirituality. The other direction is wealth, physical wealth, Gashmias, materialistic wealth. And Rabbeinu Zal says there that they're both in opposite directions. Because the Gemara says, Horoitze lahachkim yadrim, if you want chachma, chachma is ruchnias, spirituality, Torah, then you have to face south. When you're davening Shmon Esrei, you face towards Eretz Yisrael, towards the Beis HaMikdash, but a little bit to the right, to south. Horoitze lahashir, if a person wants wealth, then yatzpin, they have to face north. Opposite directions. Can't have both. Can't be in two places at the same time. Except, Rabbeinu Zal says there, except if a person is zoche to be really humble, if a person is zoche to be nothing, then he's not here and he's not there. He's nowhere. He doesn't take up any space. A person, to the degree that a person is arrogant, they need a big chair and they need a lot of room. You're crowding me. I need my space. The more humble a person is, smaller, 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 nothing. Moshe Rabbeinu said, "V'nachnu mo, we are nothing. Nothing can be north and south at the same time." And Rabbeinu Zal says, that's why we find that there were giants like Moshe Rabbeinu, Rebbe Yehuda Hanasi, who had both, who had Chachma and Ashirus, and the Torah, the Gemara speaks about their great humility, because this attribute of humility, a person is nothing, no boundaries. Nothing knows no boundaries. Nothing is in north and south together. It's not a contradiction. It's not, I'm there, and if I'm there, I can't be in the opposite place. If I'm really nothing, once I nullify myself to Hashem completely, as much as I can, then boundaries, mokoim, doesn't play a role in my life. I'm everywhere. I'm everywhere. I'm nowhere. It's no problem. It's not a contradiction at all. Paragraph Lamed Vov, v'ze bechinas, and this is what Dovid HaMelech says in another chapter in Tehillim, oimdoi soyu ragleinu bishorayech Yerushalayim. Our feet stood at the entranceway to Yerushalayim. Kikvar mavur, because we already explained earlier, she'ikar hu aliyah mehamokoyim, lebechinas lamala mehamokoyim, hu biYerushalayim. That the place where a Jew can experience this, where a Jew can experience, like the Mishnah says in Pirkei Avos, no Jew ever said, I don't have enough space, I don't have enough room in Yerushalayim. Because Yerushalayim is Yira Sholem, it's Shleimus HaYira. Yerushalayim is spiritual, spiritual. In spirituality, there's no problem with space. There's enough space, it's infinite, it can stretch, it can accommodate however large you need. So the place where a person can achieve going from Mokom Lamal Mokom is Yerushalayim. Sheshom HaBeis HaMikdash. V'tzorich ha'odom lechavein b'chol mokom shenispazer l'shom. B'chol mokom shemamid raglov ki'ilu huoymed b'Yerushalayim. And Rav Nosson Zal says, a Jew, wherever he finds himself, no matter where he is, he has to be able to picture in his mind as if he's standing in Yerushalayim. That's my place. My place is not New York or London. Jew doesn't have a place there. My place is Yerushalayim. Ki rak bishvil ze nispazer v'nikla l'shom. Because the only reason why Hashem put you in London or in New York in these places is kidei sheyorim v'yagbia ze hamokam agashmi v'arochik moed lebechinas Yerushalayim u'beis mikdash. Is so that you, by being religious over there, by studying Torah and doing mitzvahs and everything, you will convert that place that you are in to Yerushalayim. You will elevate it to the level of Yerushalayim. Ubeis HaMikdosh. Sheshom oilem lamalam yamokam kanal. In Yerushalayim and the Beis HaMikdosh, we can transcend mokoyim. Rabbein Azal says in a chapter in the Qumran that Jews in exile are called Bnei HaGoyla, the people of Golus, exile. And Rabbein Azal says the word Goyla makes up the first letters of the words V'nishar Gamhu Lelokeinu, that this place also will remain for Hashem. Meaning, this place, which is not, it's in Chutz Laaretz, it's far, far away, by me being there, by a Jew being there, and setting up shop there, setting up yeshivas and shuls, and doing Torah and mitzvahs and everything the right way, they can elevate that place to an aspect of Yerushalayim, to an aspect of Eretz Yisrael, Beis HaMikdosh. V'ze al yedei sheyizkor b'Hashem Yisborach b'chol mokoyim shedoyro shom ragloy. And the way that a person accomplishes this is by remembering and thinking about Hashem wherever my feet take me, wherever I am, I'm plugged in. That's thinking about Hashem, remembering Hashem. Makolshkein kishezoicha lehispalel ulaforish sichos Hashem. How much more so when a Jew is zoicha to pray in these places and to pour out his heart to Hashem. Ki kol ho avoidois vahatfilois tzrichin lalois derech Eretz Yisrael. Because we know that all the mitzvahs that a Jew does and all the prayers that Jews pray must travel to Hashem via Eretz Yisrael. Bebechinas, as the pasuk says, v'hispalelu eilecho derech artzon. They will pray to you via their land. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk says, oimdoi soyu ragleinu b'shorayach Yerushalayim. Our feet stood at the entranceway to Yerushalayim. Shekol mokoyim shoimdoi sham ragleinu, wherever my feet are standing, b'shorayach Yerushalayim. I picture as if I'm in the entranceway to Yerushalayim. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues, Yerushalayim habenuya the city of Yerushalayim, which is built up, ki'ir shechubra lo yachdov, like the city which is attached to it. Shehu Yerushalayim shelmala. This refers to the Yerushalayim in heaven. The Gemara says there's two Yerushalayims. There's a Yerushalayim down here on earth. There's a Yerushalayim upstairs in heaven. Shehu lemala me'amokoyim, which is above the concept of space. Ki derech Yerushalayim oilin me'amokoyim agashmi lemala me'amokoyim, because it's via Yerushalayim that a Jew has the ability to go from mokoyim, from physical place, to lemala me'amokoyim, to spirituality. V'zehu, and this is why the pasuk continues there, Sheshom olu shvotim shiftei kor, that's where all the 12 tribes rose up, were elevated, the tribes of Hashem, lohoidois l'shem Hashem, to give praise to Hashem. Hainu hoido tfila. We see that the focus there is praising Hashem, prayer. Bechinas dvar Hashem. Shezeu ha'ikar, that's the main ingredient in all of this, in all of our discussion here. Shaydeze oilin me'amokoyim l'mala me'amokoyim. It's through tefillah, through praising Hashem, that a Jew is able to take himself out of whatever place he is. I'm in a bad place right now. I'm not in a good place. He's able to take himself out of the no good place to above the concept of mokoyim. Vezehu, and as the pasuk says right there, ki shomo yoshvu kisois lamishpat, because there sat the thrones of justice. Ki shom daiko yoshvim kisois lamishpat, because it's there by those tzaddikim who achieve this dvar Hashem, those tzaddikim who nullify themselves, who negate themselves, and they go lamalam and amokoyim, they are the ones who sit on these thrones of justice. Kishom shoiftim v'donenes hakoy l'kaf schutz, because that's the place where they're able to judge everybody favorably. Machmashuhu l'malo mehamokoyim, because it's above the constrictions, the limitations of space. Shaydeze ikar hachesed lishpoit hakoy l'b'chesed l'fim akoyimoyim. And that's where we get this incredible high level of chesed, which enables us to judge each and every person with kindness based on where they're at. I don't judge them based on where I'm at. I judge them based on where he's at. Shezeh bechinas Rosh Hashanah. And this is what Rosh Hashanah is all about. Just like Rabbi Nazal shows over there in that chapter on Likut Imran, that Hashem specifically put Rosh Hashanah on Rosh Chodesh. Out of all the days of the month for Rosh Hashanah, Hashem made it that Rosh Hashanah should be Rosh Chodesh. Why? Because Rosh Chodesh is the easiest day in the month and the easiest day in the year to do tshuva. Because Rosh Chodesh is the one day when Hashem is doing tshuva. Imagine, if Hashem's coming in with an apology, which person can't submit, which person's too big or too perfect to submit an apology? That's the one day when Hashem says, Useir izim chatos l'Hashem, that a korban is brought to atone for Hashem's lessening the moon. Interesting that this shir is being given on Rosh Chodesh Adar Sheni of Tavshin Ein Dalet. V'sehu, and this is why the pasuk says, Kisois lemishpot, Kisois lebeis David. The thrones of justice, the thrones of the family of David HaMelech. David hu Moshiach. David HaMelech represents Moshiach. Kama shekosuv, Moshiach Elokei Yaakov, the anointed one by Hashem. Hainu shehakisois lemishpot, heimrak lizchus ulechesed. This teaches us that Hashem's thrones of justice are really all about merit and kindness. Bebechinas kisois lebeis David, like the thrones of the family of David HaMelech. Shu bechinas Moshiach. Shehu zoiche lekol ha'tikunim anal. Moshiach will be zoiche to all the tikunim that Rabbi Nazal mentions there in Likut Imran. Ad shezoiche la'asos Rosh Hashanah. To the point where he will be qualified to conduct Rosh Hashanah. Lodones hakoy l'schus. To be able to judge everybody favorably. Lefi mekoymoy. Based on where they're at. Based on the place that they were in. Machmashu b'chinas mekoymoy shelaylon, because he is the place of the world. By attaching himself to the Kisei HaKavod, we know that Dovra Melech is actually one of the four legs of the throne of Hashem, Kavyochel. Obviously not in physical terms, we're talking spiritual here. But that's how close Dovra Melech is to the throne of Hashem, that he's literally part of it. Paragraph Lamed Zayin. And based on this introduction, we'll be able to understand why in the Torah, in Parshas Bola, in Parshas Shlach, where it speaks about Moshe Rabbeinu sending the spies to Eretz Yisrael, and what happened with them, right afterwards, we have the portion in the Torah which speaks about pouring the libations on the Mizbeach. Ki hamaraglim pogmu v'kofru b'kol hanal, because the maraglim were the opposite of everything we're discussing here. They messed up in all these areas. They denied everything we just learned. Ki heim pogmu b'eretz Yisrael, because they spoke against Eretz Yisrael. They went against Eretz Yisrael. Sheshom ikar ho'aliyah v'haklolius. Eretz Yisrael is the place where we go, where we make aliyah. Aliyah means we rise up. Not just we rise up, but we have the ability to elevate ourselves and everything associated with us to take it from mokoim to lamalam in amokoim. And that's how we get sins forgiven. Because as we learned earlier, when a person is at the level of lamalam and amokoim, then they're in a position to judge everybody favorably. This is why there's a pasuk that says, "V'chiper admosoi amoi," his soil will atone for the Jewish his people. The soil of Eretz Yisrael, the Adama of Eretz Yisrael, forgives our sins. Rav Nosnal says, look at the wording, Admosoi Daiko, the Adama. Shal Yidei Admosoi, B'chinas Eretz Yisrael, Admas Kodesh, Ayidei Zeh Neschaper Amoi. Through the land, through the earth, the physical land of Eretz Yisrael, that gets our sins forgiven. That helps forgive our sins. How? By being in Eretz Yisrael, we activate the kindness of Hashem, Lodon Kol Echod Barachmov, to be able to judge every single person with kindness, Lefi Mekoimoi, based on where that person is at, based on that person's place. Sheyizkor, that's what gets Hashem to remember. Ki Adoma Va'ofra Anochnu. Hashem, remember where we're coming from. We are earthlings. We're made from earth, from dirt. Sheyoradnu L'mokoy Negushom Kol Kach. We've gone down to such an earthly, physical, materialistic place. Kol Ze Zoichin Al Yidei Hatzadik Ho'emes Sho'icheiz B'kis Yakovay. And all of this we're able to achieve through the true tzaddik, who attaches himself to the throne of Hashem, who is Bechinas Moshe, Shenitzoil Kvar Mikinas Hamalochim Kanal, who rose to such a high level that he was completely protected from the envy of the angels. The angels couldn't hurt him, as we see that even when he went up to their turf, even when he was on their territory, upstairs in their place, and they wanted to hurt him, they couldn't. They couldn't harm him in any way. He succeeded in extracting the Torah from them and bringing it down to Klal Yisrael. V'hamaraglim pogmu b'Eretz Yisrael. However, the maraglim messed up regarding Eretz Yisrael. V'loy herminu begoidel koyach kedushas Eretz Yisrael. They refused to believe, to recognize the incredible power of the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, sheyecholim sham liskois lekol zeh, that in Eretz Yisrael the Jewish people will be able to achieve all of this. Ki lo yeminu begoidel koychoi shel Moshe, because the Meraglim were not zoche to really believe in the greatness of Moshe Rabbeinu. Al kein omru, that's what led them to be able to say, Sheha'oretz zovas cholav udvosh, it's true that it's a land that flows with milk and honey, Ephes, but ki azham, the people there are very powerful, Amolek yoshev banegev, Amolek's in the south, and they ended up saying the words, ki chozok hu mimenu, they are more powerful than us. We can't defeat them, v'chulu, etc. Haynu she'efsher lichboish v'lovoy l'kedushas Eretz Yisrael she'hiklal hakedusha. What they were saying is that it's impossible for a Jew to conquer and to achieve the holiness of Eretz Yisrael, which represents the full spectrum of holiness from A to Z. Because we know there's a mission in Kalim that says that there are 10 levels of holiness in the world. Level 1 is Eretz Yisrael. It begins in Eretz Yisrael. So Eretz Yisrael represents everything that's holy from top to bottom. But the Meraglim said there's no way we can achieve that. Ki chozok hu mimenu. Because they are stronger than us. Ki hamilchomo chazoka ma'oid ma'oid. Because it's a very, very tough battle. Now why? Where was their confidence? Where was their faith in Hashem? V'zeho yomachmas shehizgore bohem b'chinas kinas hamalochim. You know what brought them down? The envy of the angels. Shemekatrigin al hodom. Those who speak against those who prosecute human beings. Those who try to knock us down. Sheheim hanefilim shero. That's those giants that the Meraglim saw in Israel. Kemoy shekosusom, as it says over there in Parsha Shlach, v'shom ro'inu es hanefilim b'nei anok. That in Israel, we saw those huge giants who were the children of Anak. Anak means real big. Sheheim sham chazai va'azo. This refers to those angels from the left side, shenoflu min hashamayim, who were thrown out of, they were evicted from heaven, al shekitrugu al odom, because they were the ones who tried to convince Hashem not to create man. They were the ones who spoke against the creation of man. Va'adayin ato heim bechinas yitzrim roim hamefatim es ha'odom. And till today, they are the energy behind the Yetzirah, the evil inclination in each and every single Jew that tries to seduce the person, that tries to get the person to go against Hashem. Shenimshach mishoyrish hakinah hanal. Their energy originates from that original envy that these angels had when Hashem was making the decision to go ahead with the creation of man. Kamuvon b'sforim, as is brought in Sifrei Kabbalah and Sifrei Chassidus. Ubohem hifchidu b'yoyser hamaraklim es Yisrael. And that's what the spies used to really scare the daylights out of the Jews. Kamuvon b'posuk, as you see in the posuk over there. Kamashikosov, it says, The Meraglim said, Vanehi beinenu kachagovim. When we were standing by these giants, we felt like little grasshoppers in their presence. Ki omru, the spies were saying, She'efsher lenatzeach hamilchoma. It's impossible to succeed here. It's impossible to win the war. Migoidel hazgarishla, because they're so powerful. Now, where was the hole? Where was the problem? Aval kol ze machmas geusam vegazusam. You know what led the spies into this mistake to read the map wrongly? Their arrogance. Shenoflu letaivas haroshus vahamanhigus vahismanu shel sheker. They fell into wanting to be leaders. Instead of, the Torah says a Jew's supposed to run away from leadership, run away from government. Don't take any government positions. Run away from leadership. They were running toward, they wanted to hold on to their positions. their false positions, v'he'izu peneim neged balchoivam, and that allowed them to show disrespect, to show chutzpah towards their lender, towards the one who they were receiving all their energy from, all their power from, Moshe Rabbeinu. They were able to look Moshe Rabbeinu in the face and to disagree with him, to challenge him. Shehu Moshe Rabbeinu, v'loi he'eminu begoidel koichoi. They refused to believe that Moshe Rabbeinu is big enough and powerful enough to overcome all the opposing forces in Israel. Al kein naflu kol kach. That's what caused them to fall and misinterpret everything. The Gemara says Hashem had the giants walking around. What were they doing? They were busy burying their dead. Hashem killed one over here, one over there, said they should be busy burying their dead. They shouldn't squash these meraglim. They shouldn't hurt the spies. But they saw these guys are roaming all over. They're going from funeral to funeral. Eretz Yisrael is a place, just a place. It's not Eretz Achaim. It's not the land of the living. It's a place where all they do is they bury people there. As the Zohar HaKadosh offers this explanation, that what caused the Meraglim to bring back this bad report was because they saw Beruach HaKodesh that if the Jews enter into Eretz Yisrael, they will not be leaders. There are going to be different leaders in Eretz Yisrael, not them. And therefore, it was worth it for them to keep the Jews out of Israel so that they would retain their leadership positions. Ad kedei kach. Kama shekosuv, as the Zohar HaKodesh says, b'midbaro zochinu l'mehevereshim. In the desert, we are privileged to be leaders. If the Jews go into Eretz Yisrael, they're going to have a new vote. They're going to vote again. They're going to vote us out. No thanks. Ayin Shem, look over there in Parsha Shlach, page 158 in the Zohar HaKodesh, where the Zohar HaKodesh explains this. Avol Yehoshua v'kolev hischasku v'yomdu banisoyan. Whereas the other two, that's 10 of the 12. But two of them, Yehoshua and Kolev, remained firm and steadfast. And they passed the test. Vamru, they said, Oloi nale, we will go up there. V'yorashnu oiso, we will conquer the land. And they said, "Afilu oimer lanu asu sulama isvalu b'lashamayim." Even if Moshe Rabbeinu tells us to make ladders and climb up to heaven, we'll do it. Whatever he says, anything he says, we know we can do it. Ki Yehoshua nizborech mi Moshe Rabbeinu alav hasham, because Yehoshua was zeichet to receive the bracha, the blessing from Moshe Rabbeinu. She'omar loy, Moshe Rabbeinu said to him, Ko Yoshiacho Miatzas Meraglim, may Hashem save you and protect you from bad advice, from falling into the advice, the eitz of the Meraglim. At Shezocho Al Yedei Zeh Shenim Sarloi Kol HaTorah, and Yoshua, by passing this test, by keeping his loyalty and his respect to Moshe Rabbeinu, he was zeicher that through him the entire Torah was passed on to Klal Yisrael. At Shiyeh Loi Koyach Lemosro Lechol Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu passed it on to Yoshua. Yoshua passed it on to the Zakenim, and so on and so forth. The Kolev, his Gaber, and where did Kolev get the strength to stand up to this opposition, 10 against 2, and the Eitz Sahara's fighting him, and he sees the giants? Where did Kolev get the ability to see through all of it, and to see the truth, and to have total confidence and trust in Moshe Rabbeinu and Hashem? Al yidei shaholach v'shtateach al kivrei ovois, because he went and prostrated himself in the Moras Samachpela by the burial site of Avram Yitzchok Yaakov. Sheze bechinas kivrei tzadikim shaholchem be'erav Rosh Hashanah. This is that the whole concept that before going into Rosh Hashanah, which is the day of judgment. Judgment is when they separate the good from the bad, the boys from the babies. Before Rosh Hashanah, we go to the graves of tzaddikim, it says in Shulchan Aruch. There's a custom on Erev Rosh Hashanah to go to Kivrei Tzaddikim, because there a person can get the strength. He can connect with the tzaddikim who are lemalam and amokoim, who have the ability to see to it that we should be that the judgment should be a favorable judgment, should be a judgment of complete kindness. V'alkein nismach parshas nesochim leparshas meraglim, and it's for this reason that right after the Torah tells us the story of the spies, it tells us about the mitzvah of the libations, the pouring of the wine and the water in the mizbeach. Ki hanesochim meramzim beyoser al goydel koyach kedushas hatzadiki emes, because the libations are what really teach us the great power of the tzadikim. Sheheim oiskim bebinyan beis hamikdash, shubchin es kedushas eretz Yisrael. The great tzaddikim who are involved in building the beis hamikdash, which is the real holiness of Eretz Yisrael, shaydeze heim oilim lebechinas mekoyim oishel oilam, which enables them to rise up, to attach themselves to the throne of Hashem, which is mekoyim oishel oilam, shaydeze heim mechaprim avoinois, which enables them to forgive sins, to bring about a complete forgiveness of our sins, umalin kol echod mimakoyim yagashmi lamal miyamokoyim, and elevate each and every single Jew from the place where he's at to take him to the level of lamal miyamokoyim. And now Rav Nosson Zal is going to explain how this happens. We'll continue from here in the next shir. Shezeo bechinas kol hakorbanos. He's going to explain how the korbanos and the libations accomplish all of this.